Welcome to American English Mosaic. I'm Mike Bond.
And I'm Lin Yang.
Getting a visa can be frustrating, but there are some ways to smooth out the process. We will offer you some tips in today's business etiquette.
新版 iPhone 的指纹识别是不是会带来更多的商机？我们在下面的节目中为你介绍。
And in words and idioms, we will learn what swim against the tide and have the upper hand means.
All coming up on this edition of American English Mosaic.
Now let's go into our first segment, Learn a Word.
Learn a Word.
今天我们要学的词是
Fingerprint. Fingerprint is spelled F-I-N-G-E-R-P-R-I-N-T. Fingerprint.
Fingerprint 是指纹的意思。
The most noticeable new feature of the new iPhone 5S is its Touch ID, a fingerprint sensor.
苹果 5S 最大的新功能是指纹识别。
Apple says Touch ID can support up to 5 fingerprints.
苹果公司说每部手机的指纹识别器最多能支持5个指纹。
Industry experts say the fingerprint sensor could open doors for expanded use of mobile payment services.
业内专家说，指纹识别可以为更多的手机支付服务项目打开大门。好的，今天我们学习的词是
fingerprint, fingerprint, fingerprint.
It would be really cool if we could use our fingerprint to make bank payments.That way, no one can forge your identity, since everyone's fingerprints are unique.
Technology is indeed fascinating. Nowadays, I can go out with only my smartphone. I use it as a phone, as a wallet, as a camera, as a GPS. The sky is the limit.
True, true. But sometimes I do feel that we're overly connected with our smart devices. The first thing I do every morning is check my email and Facebook messages. I'm pretty sure that's not healthy.
Maybe every once in a while you could swim against the tide by giving yourself a tech-free day.
Huh, good idea. And you mentioned a good idiom, swim against the tide. Let's listen to today's words and idioms and check it out.
美国习惯用语
Words and idioms
各位听众现在播送美国习惯用语第881讲我是魏然
我是 Doug Johnson
在当今这个社交网站满天飞所有人都忙着更新状态的时代我朋友 Laurie 却全然不为所动绝不随大流这也让我想起一个可以跟大家分享的习惯用语叫做
Swim against the tideSwim is spelled S-W-I-M and tide, T-I-D-E. Swim against the tide.
大家都知道 swim 意思是游泳 tide 意思是潮流 To swim against the tide, 顾名思义就是逆着潮流而行。我朋友 Laurie 就是这个习惯用语的化身。别人都在忙着上网社交的时候他却我行我素。
She is swimming against the tide.
逆着潮流而行。在下面的例子中，一些部门经理开会不拿手提电脑，而是返璞归真，重新拿起笔记本。我们一起来听。
There's no shortage of laptops at business meetings, but more than a few of us are starting to swim against the tide. We're using old-fashioned notebooks instead.Not only are they easier to access, but they also don't require batteries.
这段话是说，商业会议上到处都是手提电脑，但是也有像我这样的一些人却反潮流而进，回去使用老式的笔记本。笔记本不仅更加方便携带，而且还不需要电池。
我也听人说起过现在的这种趋势，这些商业管理人员其实并不是反对科技进步。但是他们意识到其实笔记本真的要比手提电脑更好使。好的，让我们再来听听上面那段话。
There's no shortage of laptops at business meetings, but more than a few of us are starting to swim against the tide. We're using old-fashioned notebooks instead. Not only are they easier to access, but they also don't require batteries.
在英语当中有一个词专门用来形容反对科技进步的人叫做
Luddite. Luddite is spelled L-U-D-D-I-T-E.
美国前几年房地产市场火爆，很多新开发的房子都属于豪宅一类。有人觉得这种房子其实并不实用。让我们听听下面例子里这个人是怎么说的。
My friends have all bought bigger homes featuring master bedroom suites, gourmet kitchens, formal dining rooms, and lots of bathrooms. My wife and I would rather have a modest house that doesn't cost a lot to furnish and maintain. We realize we're swimming against the tide, and that's fine with us.
这个人说，我朋友买的都是大房子，里面有主卧室、讲究的厨房、正式餐厅，还有好多洗手间。我和妻子更愿意要一个简单的多的房子，不需要太多钱去装修和保养。我们知道这么做是在逆潮流而动，不过我们觉得这挺好的。
跟 swim against the tide 相反的是 swim with the tide， 意思是随大流，顺着潮流而进。就我个人而言，我大多数时候都是 swim with the tide， 不过有的时候，如果是我认准了的事情，我也一定会坚持自己的立场， swim against the tide。好的，我们再来听一下上面那个例句。
My friends have all bought bigger homes featuring master bedroom suites, gourmet kitchens, formal dining rooms, and lots of bathrooms. My wife and I would rather have a modest house that doesn't cost a lot to furnish and maintain. We realize we're swimming against the tide, and that's fine with us.
好的，这次美国习惯用语就到此结束了。我是魏然，
我是 Doug Johnson。
这次节目的制作人是胡晓玲。谢谢各位的收听。
Until next time，
下次节目再见。
This has been Words and Idioms。
A cozy home full of love is way better than a luxurious house with no family quality time.
I completely agree. It's not about how many things you have in life, it's about who you can share them with.
That reminds me, I should probably pay a visit home.
Not without renewing your visa.
Right. My visa expired. Thank you for reminding me.
And we will talk about this exact topic in today's business etiquette.
如果你要去申请签证，赶快来听听如何应对签证官的问题吧。
礼节美语。
王小姐到美国使馆签证，签证官 Bob Jones 受理她的申请。
Hello, miss. Can I see your ticket number?
Sure, here you are. And here are my application forms as well.
Thank you, miss. Wang. I'm Bob Jones, and I'll be handling your application.
Nice to meet you, Mr. Jones.
The first step is to determine your eligibility for a U.S. visa.Let's see here. You're applying for a special business visa? Why is that?
Well, my first order of business will be attending a conference in Seattle. But after that, I intend to spend 2 weeks visiting my friends. I assumed a business visa would be required.
签证官 Bob 说，首先要决定王小姐是否符合申请美国签证的标准。
Eligibility is spelled E-L-I-G-I-B-I-L-I-T-Y. Eligibility.
Eligibility 是符合标准的意思。签证官问王小姐为什么要申请一种特殊的商务签证。
A special business visa.
王小姐解释说，她是先到西雅图开会。
First order of business.
意思是第一件要处理的事情，然后还准备去看朋友。
I think a regular visitor's visa should suffice.With this visa, you can stay in the United States for up to 90 days.
So I can attend conferences and do business on that visa?
Yes, you are free to do temporary business with this visa. If you were planning on setting up a new business in the United States, you might need to apply for a long-term visa.
Oh, I see. I think 90 days is more than enough time.
签证官觉得王小姐申请一般的旅游签证。
A regular visitor's visa.
就可以了。
Suffice is spelled S-U-F-F-I-C-E. Suffice.
Suffice 是足够的意思。 他凭旅游签证可以在美国停留90天，而且也可以做生意。王小姐说，90天的时间已经足够了。
You said you plan to attend a conference. May I see your official invitation letter?
Of course. I've also attached two reference letters from my senior management who can confirm my itinerary.
I see. Your passport has quite a few international stamps in it. You do a lot of business traveling?
I'm out of the country almost half a year. I'm a Chinese antiquities consultant and advisor. Our company has an office in Zurich.
王小姐把会议方的邀请函
The official invitation letter
交给签证官，还附加了两份公司主管的信，证明她的行程
Itinerary.
她说自己
I'm out of the country almost half a year.
每年几乎有半年的时间不在国内。签证官说，王小姐护照上有
quite a few international stamps.
这里所说的 international stamps 是指出入境时在护照上盖的章。原来王小姐是中国古迹专家，她所在的公司在苏黎世有办公处。王小姐申请赴美签证，签证官要确定她的eligibility 是否符合标准，他要申请 regular visitor's visa 普通旅游签证，需要提供 official invitation letter 官方邀请信。签证官说，王小姐的护照上有 quite a few international stamps， 有很多出入境记录。
It definitely helps if you have some travel records showing that you have complied with the terms of the visa.
You're lucky that you have an American passport. You don't need a visa to go to most of the places in the world.
Except the one place I really want to go, China.
That's true. All right, 我们接着来听听签证官还需要什么东西吧。
礼节美语。
王小姐到美国使馆签证，签证官 Bob Jones 受理她的申请。 Bob 得知王小姐是研究古迹的专家后，觉得这个行业很有意思。
Wow, that sounds like an interesting line of work. I see here you are a citizen of People's Republic of China.
That's correct.
According to United States law, I'm required to ask you some reasonably personal questions. Please understand that these are formalities and are required of everyone.
No problem. Ask away.
Do you have proof of your financial stability? I'll need to see a bank statement.
Yes, I remember to bring my bank book. Here you are.
签证官 Bob 说，王小姐从事的行业似乎很有意思。
Line of work.
指的是工作行业。签证官 Bob 说，他要问王小姐一些个人问题。
These are formalities.
Formalities 意思是必要的形式。首先，签证申请人要证明自己的
financial stability
经济实力。
Have you ever been involved with terrorism or groups that support terrorism?
Absolutely not.
Do you have a criminal record in China?
No, not even a parking ticket.
Okay, now I'm going to ask you to sign a statement that affirms everything you just told me. If you sign this document, it's legally considered the same as swearing an oath in court.Do you affirm that everything you just told me is the truth?
I do.
签证官问王小姐是否参与过恐怖活动。
Be involved with.
意思是参与、涉及。签证官又问。
Do you have a criminal record in China?
在中国有没有犯罪记录？王小姐回答说，她连违章停车的罚单都没吃过。违章停车的罚单在英语里叫
parking ticket.
签证官最后让王小姐在一份文件上签字。保证自己所说的一切属实。
Then please sign here. Thank you. Now I must inform you that anyone applying for a visa to the United States is required to have their fingerprints taken.
That's not a problem. So how long before I'll know if my visa is approved?
The processing time is usually about 5 days. If there is some problem, you'll get a call or an email.
Excellent.Thank you for your assistance, Mr. Jones. You've been a great help.
No, not at all. Just doing my job. Enjoy your trip to the United States.
I certainly will.
王小姐签好字，还要做指纹取样。按签证官的话说
，Anyone applying for a visa to the United States is required to have fingerprints taken.
凡是申请入境美国签证的人都要提取指纹。 王小姐问签证申请几天才会有结果，签证官回答说
The processing time is about 5 days.
办理签证大约要5天的时间，如果有问题的话会电话或是电邮通知申请人。签证官最后预祝王小姐去美国旅途顺利。签证官还问了王小姐一些私人问题，比如有没有参加过恐怖组织，有没有犯罪记录。她解释说 These are formalities, 这是必要的形式。王小姐还要证明她的 financial stability, 经济实力。最后她在文件上签名It equals to an oath in court. 在法律意义上就像是在法庭上发誓，保证自己所说的一切属实。
Submitting a visa application is a complicated process, but it's necessary. It can prevent illegal immigration and protects the local economy.
That's true. I have a friend who's a visa officer. He said after dealing with 20,000 visa applications, he could tell whether he would give the green light to an applicant just by seeing how he walks towards him.
Huh, that's like a walking lie detector. All right, enough about visas. Let's go ahead with our class.
Let's listen to another Learn Word.
Learn a word.
我们要学的词是
toss. Toss is spelled T-O-S-S. Toss.
Toss, 动词是丢掉、扔掉的意思。
Defense lawyers wanted the defendant's confession to be tossed out of court.
辩护律师希望法庭不考虑被告的认罪书。
The fans were tossed out of the stadium for fighting.
这些球迷因为打架被驱逐出球场。
A family was tossed out of Universal Studios because the dad wore a T-shirt with the word police on it.
一家人被环球影城赶了出去，因为父亲穿的 T 恤衫上写着警察的字眼。好的，今天我们学习的词是
toss, toss, toss.
I think it's fair that the father was tossed out. Wearing a t-shirt that says police could lead to other people having false perceptions of you.
True, but it's also important to protect a person's right to freedom of expression.
大家观点不同嘛。好啦，我们来听今天的最后一个单元吧，学学 have the upper hand 这个短语是什么意思。
美国习惯用语
Words and idioms.
各位听众，现在播送美国习惯用语第882讲，我是魏然。
我是 Doug Johnson。
每年春天我们几家人都会出去野餐，一个传统项目就是老少对阵的足球赛，父母一队，孩子一队。以前每年都是父母赢，可今年不知道为什么孩子们好像突然之间都长大了，大人根本追不上他们。这也让我想起一个习惯用语，叫做
To have the upper hand. Upper is spelled U-P-P-E-R, upper. Hand is spelled H-A-N-D, hand. To have the upper hand.
大家都知道 upper 是上面的 hand 是手。To have the upper hand, 意思就是占优势、占上风。就好比我们两代人的足球赛。以前呢是父母人高马大
We have the upper hand
如今孩子们个头追上我们了，速度又比我们快，因此
They have the upper hand
他们开始占据了上风。 To have the upper hand 除了可以用来说人外，还可以用来指情绪，比如说
His feelings got the upper hand
意思是他的情绪失去了控制。在今天的房地产市场中，买方还是卖方占据优势呢？我们一起听。
Now that the housing market has slowed down, the buyers have the upper hand. With fewer buyers in the market, the sellers are being forced to cut their prices.
这段话意思是，如今房地产市场的成长速度开始放缓，买方开始占据优势。因为买房子的人比以前少了，所以卖房子的人不得不降价出售。
尽管如此，现在的房子还是贵得要命。昨天看比赛，到中场的时候，我支持的队似乎还在占据优势。
At halftime, our team seemed to have the upper hand.
可谁知道
Our arch rival gained the upper hand in the second half and beat us on our home turf.
我们的死对头下半场开始占据上风，最后我们在自己的地盘上输掉了比赛。好的，让我们再来听听上面那段话。
Now that the housing market has slowed down, the buyers have the upper hand. With fewer buyers in the market, the sellers are being forced to cut their prices.
嘟嘟嘟嘟嘟 To have the upper hand, 这个习惯用语源于一种古老的比赛。大家从下到上一个接一个的轮流把手放在一根木棍上，谁的手落在最上面，谁就是比赛的赢家。或者说
The winner was the player with the upper hand.
在下面这个例子当中，一群雇员要告自己的公司，我们一起来听听律师是怎么说的。
The corporation really has the upper hand here.The employees can't dispute the corporation's settlement because they can't afford to stay out of work. The corporation, therefore, can offer them a ridiculously small amount.
这位律师说，在这种情况下，占上风的一方是公司。雇员因为无法承担不去工作的经济负担，所以不会质疑公司的解决方案。公司只要给他们少得可笑的一笔小钱就可以了事了。
这倒是真的，大多数情况下，个人跟大公司打官司确实是大公司占据优势，但这并不意味着公司一定会赢。比如说，美国生产万宝路牌香烟的菲利普·莫里斯公司就经常败诉。再举个例子，最近我们家用的电话公司为了跟对手争夺用户，推出了很多新的服务项目，结果市场份额大大增加。
It looks like they have the upper hand now.
现在看来他们似乎占据了优势。好的，我们再来听一下上面那个例句。
The corporation really has the upper hand here. The employees can't dispute the corporation's settlement because they can't afford to stay out of work. The corporation, therefore, can offer them a ridiculously small amount.
好的，这次美国习惯用语就到此结束了。我是魏然，
我是 Doug Johnson。
这次节目的制作人是胡晓玲。谢谢各位的收听。
Until next time，
下次节目再见。
This has been Words and Idioms。
Like, it's so cute how you think you always have the upper hand in our conversations.
Well, as the old saying goes, I would challenge you to a battle of wits, but I see you're unarmed.
Oh, wow. Good one, Mike. Good one. 好了，同学们，这次的节目时间就到这里了。如果你有什么建议或者想提什么问题，请发电子邮件到美语@voanews.com.
Tune in next time for American English Mosaic.
We'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.
美语三级跳，跳到 iPhone 上了。现在通过 iTunes Store 或者是 iPhone 上的 App Store 输入 Go English， 就可以找到免费的 iPhone 应用程序。记住，关键词是 Go English。十二级精彩课程、原创视频、互动论坛都在 iPhone 上等你哦。哟，怎么了，老同学？
要考试，我背单词背的头都大了，就是没进步。
光靠死记硬背可不行。最近美国之音刚开播的美语训练班，每次25分钟，内容丰富，形式活泼，不知不觉英语就提高了。
真的？什么时候播出？
每星期天下午5:05到5:30播出，星期二和星期五同一时间重播。
那我要是错过了呢？
上网呗，除了美国之音自己的网站，还有3w.usa101.cn， 赶快去听吧。 美语三级跳。
各位听众大家好，今天我们为您播出美语三级跳节目开车单元的初级课程。家住洛杉矶的 Phil 想趁周末来趟自驾游，去赌城拉斯维加斯享受一番，不过他得先租辆车。
Winnie, have you ever gone to Las Vegas?
去过一次。 Professor Bowman, 如果我是租车公司的老板啊，一定不会把车租给去赌城的人，因为他们可能会连车都一起输掉。
Hello, I'd like to rent a car, please.
Okay, how long do you need it for?
I just need it for the weekend.
All right, how far will you drive the car?
I'm not sure. How far away is Las Vegas?
看来 Phil 准备周末打个来回，不过租车公司的店员为什么要问 Phil 去哪儿呢？这关他什么事啊？
Sometimes, Winnie, if you drive a long distance, it will cost you more money to rent the car.
啊？在租车时如果开得远就要多交钱啊，那么从洛杉矶到拉斯维加斯算不算远呢？
Well, Phil doesn't know how far he has to drive, so he asks the attendant how far away Las Vegas is.
Las Vegas is about 260 miles from here. Is that where you're going?
Yes, so I need a nice car so that I look really cool.
I see. Well, would you like a car with a sunroof?
A sunroof?That's not cool enough. I need a convertible.
So, Winnie, what kind of car does Phil want to drive to Las Vegas?
他想开一辆酷酷的车。去拉斯维加斯这种花花世界啊，当然得开辆好车咯。
Yes, and what kind of car does the rental company employee say he might like?
店员建议 Phil 租一辆有 sunroof, 天窗的车。可是他觉得啊，这还不够酷呢。他要一辆 convertible, 敞篷车。啊，真希望他能把我也带上。
Yes, we have a nice red convertible for an extra $40 per day.
All right, are there any other taxes or fees?
Not if you remember to fill the car with gas before you return it.
Well, this sounds like a pretty good deal.
看来啊，办酷也是有代价的。敞篷车每天的租金比普通车高出$40。不过啊，想到开着敞篷车在风中驰骋的感觉，这笔钱咬咬牙值了。
Maybe. But then you wouldn't look very cool if your hair is all messed up by the wind and all the bugs splattered on your face.
哎呦 ,Professor Bowman, 你怎么总是要破坏气氛嘛？
Okay, Winnie. So what does Phil have to do before he returns the car?
店员说啊，他在还车前要把油加满，除此以外啊，就没有其他的 taxes or fees, 税和费用了。Phil 觉得这是个 good deal, 很值。看来啊，他就打算租这辆敞篷车了。
Well, not so fast. Let's see what happens.
Actually, I have one more question. Is the car a manual or an automatic?
It's a manual. Is that all right?
No, I can only drive an automatic.
Well, I'm sorry, but all of our convertibles are manuals.
Well, Winnie, do you know what the difference between a manual and an automatic car is?
当然知道啊。Manual transmission 就是手动换挡，人工换挡。相反的 ，an automatic transmission 就是自动换挡的车。可惜啊，这里所有的敞篷车都是 manual 的，而 Phil 他只会开 automatic。
Oh no! All your convertibles are manuals. Well, do you have any other cool cars?
Not really. Our cars are economical, not cool.
Well, too bad.Maybe my friend Tom will let me borrow his convertible.
I'm sorry we couldn't help you.
Winnie, do you know what an economical car is?
Economical. E-C-O-N-O-M-I-C-A-L. 是经济实惠的意思。所以 economical car 就是经济型轿车咯。
That's right. So Phil wants to borrow his friend Tom's convertible.That will be very economical for him, and he will look cool.
这的确是个省钱又办酷的好主意。就是不知道 Tom 愿不愿意把自己的敞篷车借给 Phil。
Well, we'll have to listen next time to find out.
这次的美语三级跳就播送到这里。美语三级跳节目取材于美国之音最新推出的美语教学强档网站。goenglish.me 网址是 www